Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 1145th episode, and if you are joining us online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. If you are listening via phone and have a question, a comment, press 1. I'm here. And like always, before we get into the topic, I just like to always just say grab a pencil, a notebook, whatever it is, whatever tool you use to take notes, grab that. And just, I would just say turn off any device that will be a distraction from you getting the word of God. I'm very grateful to just be bringing forth the word of God like I always do every other Wednesday night. Our topic for this evening is Let Me Decrease. Amen. Let Me Decrease. And it's from verse. We can, before God can get the increase out of our life, we must decrease ourselves. Amen. We must humble ourselves. That's the decrease. Not decreasing in, you know, finances, things like that, but just humbling ourselves before we come to God. Amen. And, you know, like, it's just like human nature. You know, as humans, we get so caught up, we get so, wrapped up in our titles. Some of us even think that our roles validate who we are, even validate who others are. You know, like, oh, he's a janitor, she's a janitor, I don't want to speak to her, I don't want to speak to him, I don't have to say hi, I don't have to treat them with dignity, I don't have to treat them with respect. I'm the manager, I own this building, I own this company, you know. There are some people out there that really feel that way and really think that way about roles and about titles and the validation that it brings to one. You know, some of us even think that the roles that we work in, we think that it's forever. The titles that we have, we may feel as though that it's forever and it would never end. Amen. But the Bible tells us that everything has a beginning, everything has an end. Amen. There's a beginning and an end to it. We put all our hope, we put all our trust in the roles that we have, that God has given us. We put the power in it, but God has given us that role. God has given us that title. Amen. We forget to praise him, the powerful one who has given us the gift. Amen. You know, we are all believers. We are all followers of Christ. And with that responsibility, we all have a role to play in spreading the gospel. No matter how big our role is, no matter how small it is, God is priority. God is number one. God is the center. God is the focus. Amen. And as I was just studying this topic, you know, I came across a quote, you know, and it was just saying that the role is not the reward, but the Lord is. Amen. Let us remember that God is bigger than any role, any job title that we have. The Lord gives and the Lord takes. Amen. Let's not get caught up. Let us not power trip on these roles that we have. Let us not belittle one another. Let us not take pride in the gift that God has given us, the resources that God has given us. Amen? Let us not take pride in that. So before we get started, I just want to say a little prayer to everyone who is listening. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you for this day. Thank you for this evening, Lord. Father God, I just ask for your mighty protection in the name of Jesus with all that is going on in the world, Lord Jesus. Protect us from any diseases, any sicknesses in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, your word says that if we make your place our dwelling, that we make you our dwelling place, Lord Jesus, that you will protect us from any plague, any famine in the name of Jesus. So we believe that and we trust in it, Lord. Give me the word to bring forth to allow you to increase and get the increase out of our life, Lord Jesus. I ask, Lord Jesus, that tonight, Lord Jesus, that I will be decreased in the name of Jesus, that those who are listening, they will not even hear me, but Father God, they will feel your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, moving through tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let you get the increase out of this show tonight in the name of Jesus and every other show that is presented on Purpose Kingdom Network, Father God. Father God, let me decrease and let you increase, Lord. Let your word go forth and pierce the hearts and the souls of each and every last one of the listeners in the name of Jesus. Father God, even touch those who cannot even listen tonight in the name of Jesus. Good Friday, all that thing, all those things. You know, I just been reading the Gospels and just going over the birth, the ministry of Jesus Christ. Right now I'm at the ministry, the beginning ministry of Jesus Christ. And I know, like, when I was reading about, when I was reading in John, this chapter 3, and it really stood out to me when it said that he must increase, but I must decrease. And, you know, I used to do, I was a worship leader in my church, and a lot of people know I struggle, people who know me personally know that I struggle with like public speaking or even just I overthink these things, and I know it's, God has given me the gift to speak, but it can be a little, I get a little anxious, start sweating, all this stuff starts to happen. But it's very powerful when I give, something happens when I just give God all the power and all the glory. And tell him to take his position in the name of Jesus. For I'm just a vessel, as I say this many times, I'm just a vessel. You know, God said, hey, you will bring forth the word. I have chosen you to bring forth the word. And once I accepted, okay, his mighty work started to go forth. Amen. And it can be really hard. And I remember, like, when I first started to do the call of worship and open up the service, that I'm like, oh my gosh, all these people are looking at me. You know, that comes with anxiety and all that. You think people are worried about you, and they're not. I would be increased, and it was hard for God to get the increase out of my life and God to work through me, because I'm thinking that people are worried about me. But people are coming to church to hear the word of God. They could care less. They should care less about my parents, me even saying, you know, so they could care less. And once I realized that, and once it just took me back, this verse just took me back, that once I started saying, Lord, you get the increase, the power of God moved, the power of God moved, the power of God moved in the name of Jesus. And I could just remember just praying and just praying in the Holy Spirit. And I can't describe it, but I'll try my best to describe what I will feel every time I will stand forward in front of the congregation to pray. It will be a feeling of, I will be so small, but it will be like a spirit greater than myself, just above me. It will be like, I can't describe it, but I'm going to try to. So I will shrink so small that I will be, it will feel like I'm as low as the pews, like down to the ground. I will feel so low down to the ground, and I will be increased. I'm sorry, I will be so low to the ground, and a spirit over me is taking the power, taking control, and just will be controlling the whole situation in the name of Jesus. I will not be nervous, amen. And I know and I believe and I trust that that was the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me. And in this, what John is saying is that he has to decrease for the ministry of Jesus Christ to go forward, for the power of Jesus Christ to go forward, he must decrease, and Jesus Christ must take his rightful throne. Amen? So I just wanted to share that story with you, and it may be some of you who may be struggling too, as I struggle as well, mm-hmm. with just bringing forth the word of God in front of people. Amen. as you may be struggling also to bring forth the word of God, whether it's publicly or whether your ministry is online, whether your ministry is out in the streets, whether your ministry is actually preaching and teaching. And this right here is a great way for pastors also, for anyone, all of us. This is for everyone, every one of us to humble ourselves and let God pregnant a few months before her. And Mary went to go visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. And when Mary went to visit her cousin, and John the Baptist, being in his mother's womb, heard the voice of Mary, and in his mother's womb, he leaped. Amen? John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb when he heard the voice of Mary, because he knew what she was carrying. Amen? And last week, we went over the seed. We went over protecting the seed, and that's why it's so important for us to protect the seed and make sure that the seed survives by any means, because the seed is very powerful. Amen? So John, knowing what the seed was, just being in the mother, in his mother's womb, knowing how powerful God is, he leaped in his mother's womb. So that's John the Baptist now, who is saying that he must decrease in order for Jesus Christ to increase, because John was brought here to make straight, make the path for Jesus Christ. Amen. His title, he knew his title. He knew his role. He was in the womb. Before John the Baptist ministry started, John was in the wilderness. Amen. Some of us in the wilderness, in isolation, to humble ourselves, to have faith, to say, God, I have nowhere to turn to, but say, God, I need you to provide a straight path in this wilderness. I need you to provide food, shelter. I need you to provide these things. Some of us have to build up our faith. Amen. Build up endurance. A lot of us are in roles that we are not equipped for, because we have skipped that part of enduring. Amen. We probably took some shortcuts to get to the roles that we are, and once we have the roles, we like, wow, we can't handle this. We have too much pride. We like, oh yeah, we think that the roles that we have is for our own good. Amen. Deem yourself as being better than anybody else. You have to treat everyone with dignity, with pride, with respect. Amen. And that's with any role and any title. Amen. So John the Baptist, he's in the wilderness and he's preparing. And in that wilderness, his faith is building, and he knows what he is here for. Amen. So in this chapter 3 of John, the disciples, he's saying this to his disciples. You know, his disciples were baptized and they were the hot guys on the scene. You know, everybody, you know, the it people, the popular people, whatever the kids call it nowadays. I'm not in the kids crew anymore. but whatever the slang is, they were the popular people. They were healing, they were baptizing, doing all those things. And now when Jesus come on the scene, his disciples are like, hold on, Rabbi, remember that guy that you baptized and you said make straightway, amen, verse 26. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. So it's like a jealousy thing, you know, and that's human nature. You understand what I'm saying? It's human nature to be jealous, amen, when you see someone, if you think it jeopardizes your role or your title. Amen. But I love the way that John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. So Jesus referring that Jesus has come from heaven. Amen. And all that are receiving the baptism is coming from God, which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. So the disciples are like, whoa, he's taking our shine. What is that? Like, you're not going to get upset? And because John went through all of that, what he was made, he knew that his role would not be forever. A lot of us get caught up. You think that you're going to be young forever. That role of being young forever, you have to know. You cannot be 21 forever. I know the story says it, but no, you cannot be 21 forever. Amen. You are still important. You still play a great role in the kingdom of God, but now it's time for you to move on. Amen. In order for God to increase, you must decrease. Amen. And I'm just putting this question. It can be rhetorical. You can call and you can answer. But is there an area in your life that you find challenging to decrease and let God increase? Just write that down. Is there an area in your life that you find challenging to decrease and let God increase in it? Amen. Just meditate on that. When we hang up, you can meditate on it right now. You know, whatever is the first thing that has come to your heart. You know, truly meditate tonight and ask God to transform you, ask God to reveal it to you if you don't see that there's anything that you're struggling with to decrease. Amen. 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 And so John, I love John's response, and John shows humility and showing them that, telling his disciples, listen. In verse 29, he said that the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. John is fulfilled because Jesus has made way, because his job is fulfilled. Amen. John is fulfilled because in the scriptures, in Isaiah has prophesied that John will make way for Jesus Christ. Amen. So he is fulfilled. He is joyful. And in this, studying it more, the wedding, you know, God refers his coming back as a wedding. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? How beautiful is the wedding, you know? And you're focused on the bride and the groom. Amen. No one is really focused on the best man or the best, what is it called? The bridesmaid. Sorry. No one is focused on those. Amen. Yes, they look pretty standing up there as well, but the focus is on the bride and the groom. Amen. How selfish would it be for us to want everyone to look? We're only the bridesmaid, the groom. Amen. The best man. How rude would it be for us to want all the attention? Amen. And it's not even our wedding. That's how you look when you are so prideful that people cannot see Jesus Christ in you. That's how you look. It's embarrassing. Your pride outweighs the Spirit of God. No one can see you. No one can see God. They only see you. Amen. We must decrease in order for God to increase. We must decrease in order for God to increase. even in those little fights that we get in, amen, we let fear take over everything. We let fear become the end-all, be-all, amen. We say that we trust God. We say that we believe in God. But we trust, we show otherwise that we trust, we try to put trust in ourselves. Amen. We pray and we still worry. Amen. One thing in reading this in John 3 and just speaking of the kingdom of God, and if John would have said, hold on. No, I'm going to baptize. I'm the only one supposed to baptize. You know, what a conflict that would have been. Amen. What a decrease in growth of the kingdom of God that would have been. Amen. So I want to point out that decreasing and letting God increase, that we will hinder the growth of the kingdom of God. Amen. We are all the body of Christ. Each church, all around, we are all one. Amen? The whole body of Christ, each one having a different function. Whether you prophesy, whether you interpret tongues, whether you are the loving one bringing people in, whether you are healing, delivering, whatever it is, we are all one. We are all one. We may function differently, but we are all one. Preaching, teaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. John the Baptist did it. Jesus Christ did it. Amen. His disciples did it. Amen. We are all one. So it is very important that we do not let jealousy overpower us. Amen. God must increase and we must decrease. And in that, it grows the kingdom of God, amen. And it takes me. It reminds me of David and Saul. You know, I talk a lot about David. That's my guy. But David and Saul. Saul had to step down, amen. And he didn't want to step down, amen. His reign was over. It was given, amen, that his reign was over. The word has come forth that his reign was over. And in that, Saul wanted to kill David because of that. He like, no, you cannot take my throne. Amen. But Jesus Christ said, David is the one who will be appointed king. Amen. David will be the one who appoints king. Jealousy leads to destruction. Amen. Even to the point where Saul was willing to kill David, who he has trained. Amen. Amen. And I know it's so, I don't know how I will feel some type of way, you know, but that's why we have, as Christians, we have to ask God for, we have to ask God for discernment in these things. Amen. And I just think about, like, with myself just being, you know, me coming to Christ, and when people in my family, friends heard about me coming into Christ, and everyone's all excited. And I know a lot of people looked up to my mom, you know, to pray and things like that. And I just thank God that my mom didn't. Like, she's still working for the kingdom of God, but she didn't look at me any type of funny way, like, who is this little girl, you know, that people want to come to and people want to hear her preach, want to hear her teach the word of God, want her to pray for them. But she encouraged me so much, and she stepped back, amen. It's so humbling to step back and let younger people, amen. It don't put you any less, amen. It doesn't make you any less to step back and let others be in the forefront, amen. When I, in February, I did this great thing. I read, y'all know, I keep telling you, I have like this little anxiety with just public speaking. But my goal for this year is to definitely get out the gift of writing that God has given me, you know, because if you don't use it, you'll definitely lose it. And I just, you know, one of my goals is to continue to write and to also continue to bring my poetry alive with, you know, interpretations of the Bible from God, things like that. But so I was looking into some things, some places to go to. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. In the beginning of the year, I was like, yes, let me get started. Let me look for a few poetry places in Philly. And I was just going to peep the scene to see, to get a feel of the culture of the poets. And in doing so, I came across a teacher who is actually like a whole poet. And I think I shared this story before, who's a whole poet. And I went to her, you know, just innocently, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you were a poet. You know, we have a hidden gem up in this building. And then she's like, yeah, humbly, like, yeah, like it was nothing to her. And I was like, cool. I was like, okay, I'll check you out. And she was like, how about you do? She was like, how about you present? And I was like, oh, this one isn't open mic at the end. And she was like, okay. So the next day, she was like, oh, Miss Hudson, she was like, I was looking for you. She said, I talked to whoever's in charge of the poetry, the Monday night poets at the free library. She spoke to that person, and she said she wanted to bring someone on. She gave me a few minutes of her time at the end, and I just thought it was so humbling for her. She's a published author, poet. And she's established, and for her to allow just a little bit of time for me to get up there, it didn't take away from her gift, it didn't take away from her light, and I really appreciate her for that. So, and with that being said, allowing someone to step forward, it shouldn't dim your light. You shouldn't feel as though it will dim your light or will take away from the purpose that God has placed on your life and given the word of God, amen, and working in the kingdom of God, amen. It should only be able to strengthen, you know. So I just really thought it was humbling. I just really thought that it was such a great thing that that teacher has done for me, amen, being though I'm a young black woman, amen, and just to see that, it was very humbling. I appreciate her for that, and it encouraged me to want to get out there even more. So, yeah, so with that being said, let us just really evaluate ourselves and think about our position. And let's just, is it someone that we work closely with that's around us that we can bring to the bring up front, you know, that we can say, hey, let me take a step back and let this person get some recognition, let this person just put them on, you know, as we would say, put me on, you know, amen. We're all for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen, amen. If you are just joining, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live with Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. Our topic for tonight is Let Me Decrease. Amen. And it's coming from John chapter 3, verses 30. And we're just talking about just letting God get the increase out of our lives, humbling ourselves so God can get that increase, so God can be seen. You know, a lot of us are prideful. A lot of us complain a lot that no one can see the God in us. They can only see the complaints all written all over us. They can only see our pride. They can only see our flashy clothes, things like that. Sometimes we are selfish. Sometimes we're just downright rude to others, and no one can see the God in us. Amen. So I pray that you will take this time to ask God to search your heart, you know, deep down in your heart, the things that you cannot see, wherever you are struggling at to just decrease, just to take a step back to let God increase in it. Amen. And allowing God to get the increase, this grows the kingdom of God, and this grows also you. Amen. This will strengthen you. This will help you grow. Amen. Amen. Humble ourselves. And I just want to touch on Revelation. If you can turn with me to Revelation 2:10. Amen. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Amen. And that "be faithful unto death, I will give you the crown of life." Amen. And all that we do, I want us to just be faithful in Christ. Amen. I want us to remember to be faithful in Christ in all that we do. Don't get tired in the work that he has given us. Amen. Don't want to say, "Oh, I want to be like Jesus Christ," because that's what has thrown the devil down. The devil wanted to be like God. Amen. He became prideful. Amen. So I want all of us to just be faithful in all that we do. We may not understand some of the roles that we have. Some of us may be waiting to be elevated. Amen. In our roles that we have. Amen. Some of us may not feel valued. As I said, we are the body of Christ. Some of us may not feel valued as being that, as an analogy, being that pinky, being that baby toe. Amen. But you are very much important. Without you, the kingdom of God cannot go forward. Amen. No matter how small your role is. Amen. You don't know, but the pinky toe, that's balance. Without that pinky toe, you will be off balance. Amen. That's why it's important. No role is too big. No role is too small. Amen. Everything is done for the glory of God. Don't get tired. Work faith. Work. Be faithful. Be loyal in all that you do for the kingdom of God, for you will be rewarded. Amen. Amen. So I just want to one of my favorite parts is just doing the word, doing the call of salvation. Amen. So with that being said, like, if there's anyone out there who don't know Jesus Christ, who don't know him as your Lord, your personal Savior, I just want to tell you that Jesus Christ is amazing. I just want to read something for you. If you can turn with me to John chapter 1:34. And, of course, I lost my... Okay. Amen. Again, the next day, John stood with him. I'm sorry. John chapter 1, verse 34. "And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Amen. Let me go to 32 to 34. "And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Amen. Amen. When I read that, I was instantly reminded of my time when I didn't know Christ, and when the Holy Spirit has come upon me, I was never baptized. Amen. This is John speaking after the baptism, after he baptized Jesus Christ. He didn't want to baptize Jesus because he said that he was not even worthy of untying the shoelace of Jesus Christ. Amen. But Jesus Christ said it must be done. for the prophecy to be fulfilled, you must baptize me, Jesus is saying to John the Baptist. And when after Jesus had been baptized by John, John witnessed a spirit descending from heaven, and it was like a dove, amen, and it remained upon Jesus, amen, which is fulfilling the prophecy, amen. There's a lot of prophecy that is being fulfilled in these gospels, amen. And as I was reading that and John testified, after seeing that John testified that this is the Son of God, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God. As Jesus walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And I was never physically baptized, but I was baptized in the Spirit. After that, after I have felt, that is what I have felt, a spirit come over me, amen? A spirit just come over me, and I just felt cleansed. I just felt a great weight lifted over me, amen? After saying that, I testify that you are the Son of God, and I said, I believe in you, Lord. I trust in you, Jesus. I will never doubt you again, amen? And the ambulance truck, that's when the Holy Spirit came upon me. And that's when I was able to testify that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And I say that because testimonies are powerful. Amen. And with the call of salvation, every night we do this. And there's some people that listen and are waiting to be filled. Amen. Some come on not believing. Some come on for different reasons. Amen. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is real. Amen. I'm a living witness. I have testified. I have seen. I'm not speaking from my mother's behalf. I'm not speaking on behalf of just hearing. I'm speaking on behalf of being a witness, seeing the miracles that he has done in my life. Amen. It was a time before I have known Christ. It was a time where I was just doing my own thing. And a lot of you can relate to that. You're just doing your own thing, and you're not being submissive to God. You're not being submissive. Amen? Some of you may believe in God, but don't believe in the Son of God. Amen? The only way to the Father is through his Son. Amen? So the message that John brings forward is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. All that is going on in the world, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Turn around from your wicked ways and never go back, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. So if you are lost, if you don't know which way to go, I just tell you, just it don't even have to be scripture, nothing. Just call out onto God from your heart and say, I trust in you. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ, that you have came and you have died for my sins. Amen. And you have rose on the third day, and you will come back again. If you believe that and you know that, then you are saved in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just encourage everyone to get in a Bible, believe in church. Amen. Just surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with people who will help feed your spirit. Amen. Encourage you in the things of Christ. Amen. So I would like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements we may have.
Yes, and real quickly, we're going to go ahead and bring the announcements. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. If you want to join us for tomorrow night's episode, you can please join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdom. And tomorrow night's episode is going to be the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Berger III. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening with tomorrow's episode of the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Berger III. If you want to hear or see any of our upcoming advertisements, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdom. We can simply type in the host name or show name. You can listen to that show in its entirety at your convenience. And please feel free to invite a friend to like our show on Facebook. We can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom. And you can simply type in the host name and the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And I will thank you so much. We also invite you to get a morning word of inspiration or morning word of prayer, where you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can just type in Purpose Kingdom and you get a morning word of inspiration. We thank you so much. Don't forget, as always, don't forget to tell a friend. And tonight, we have here Warriors of Christ. This is Dominique Hudson. We appreciate Dominique's word of encouragement and words of wisdom. And, before we do that, we just want to make sure that we get the closing remarks from Sister Dominique. Okay, and with that being said, Sister Dominique, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you handle the closing. And Sister Dominique, great show. All right, and I'm going to just place everything back in your hands.
All right. Thank you, Brother Rob. Amen. Amen. As Brother Rob said, join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. with the Healing Hour. And I just want to thank Reverend Arthur the Burgess just for him. He always brings different ministers on. He just highlights people. He just gives them their flowers while they're here. He's quote unquote, always putting somebody on, you know, a little slang for y'all. But so I just thank God for him. So if you can listen in tomorrow night, he has a great show. Amen. So as we were discussing, let me decrease. Amen. Just asking God to increase, get the increase out of our lives. Just asking God to increase all around us that none of us will be seen. Amen. That when our light shine, that others will want to glorify God, amen, not us. And it's up to us, amen. As we are vessels of God, it's up to us. We have the responsibility to correct people when they try to praise us, amen. That I'm very careful when people say, great show, Dominique. It feels good, you know. The human side feels good, but you have to quickly praise God and just let them know how God has used you, amen. Because if not, it turns into pride, amen. Oh, yeah. Without Dominique Hudson, Purpose Kingdom will be nothing. It would turn into that. You know, there's a lot of people who may think that way, amen. Pride can seep in, amen. So it's great to say that. It's great to turn it around that when people want to say, wow, Dominique, you did a great job. You know, if somebody say that to you, just say, I thank God. I thank God for the gift, amen. Without God, I'm nothing. I just always say, to God be the glory, amen. God is amazing. God is great. You know, I'm just, as I always say, I'm just a vessel of God, and without him, I'm nothing. You know, without his power, I'm unable to bring forth his mighty word. Without it, I cannot move. Amen. So I just thank God, and I just want to encourage everyone, you know, as we're going through this pandemic, amen, that we just stay encouraged. Amen, that we just continue to just seek God, amen, that we continue to encourage one another, that God gets an increase out of everything, amen, that God is in control of everything, you know. Just want to encourage you to just keep seeking God. You know, some of us may have off in work, some of us may still be working, but don't get discouraged, amen. God is in control of everything. So with that being said, please join me in the next couple of weeks. And until then, good night. Deuces.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free.
I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. Baby,